KXSS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A wildfire spreading across Southern California. ABC's Matt Gutman is there.
Ventura County under a state of emergency as the so-called mountain fire west of Los Angeles exploded in size. The mountain fire growing to over 20,000 acres in just 36 hours. Lower winds late Thursday allowing firefighters and fleets of helicopters to pour resources on hot spots. But at one point early on, the fire, turbocharged by hurricane force Santa Ana winds, burning 2,000 acres an hour.
Jewish soccer fans in Amsterdam say they were targeted following a match in which the team from Tel Aviv was playing. Dutch and Israeli leaders denouncing the violence as anti-Semitic. Five people were hospitalized and more than 60 people are under arrest. Trump campaign manager Susie Wiles has been tapped as President-elect Trump's chief of staff, the first woman to hold that job in the White House. Other names mentioned, possibly Florida Senator Marco Rubio to serve as Secretary of State. This is ABC News. One of the most recognizable voices online has died.
You may not know his name, but if you were on the early internet, you almost certainly know his voice.
You've got mail.
Elwood Edwards, the man behind the AOL email alert sound, died this week at his home in North Carolina. And while he also voiced other messages for the service, like
welcome
and
goodbye,
it was the You've Got Mail soundbite that Edwards came to be known for. It was even the name of a 1998 Nora Ephron romantic comedy.
You've got mail.
Edwards was 74. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
A guilty plea expected today from the owners of a Colorado funeral home. The married couple charged with abusing hundreds of corpses. They are accused of piling 190 bodies inside a room temperature building outside Colorado Springs and giving grieving families fake ashes. The discovery made last year after people reported a stench coming from the building. The two pleading guilty to federal fraud charges last month. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM. From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you. And highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live. Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app. The Dom Salvia Show.
I had somebody recently in one of the classes I was teaching saying to me, I don't do politics, Mr. Santa. I don't spend all my time watching MSNBC and reading the opinion columns. I get that.
You might not do politics, but sooner or later, politics is going to do you. Yeah. You got to have some basic level of understanding of what government is about and how it functions and a little bit of the history of it.
You need to do enough.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
The Bucks beat the Jazz. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with a 123-100 win over the Utah Jazz last night in Milwaukee. That ended the Bucks' six-game losing streak. Now tonight, they're in New York to play the Knicks at Madison Square Garden before returning here when seven of their next eight games are at home. Doc Rivers asked, was it important to finally get a W?
Yeah, you know, it was a home game. We've lost two home games, so really important for us to win this game. We go back out on the road, and then when we come back, we get to actually stay at home.
College hoops, the Badgers with a 79-67 victory over Montana State. Guard John Blackwell on Wisconsin finding a variety of ways of putting up points.
We try to get to the free throw line as much as possible. Like last game, I think we're in double bonus early, and this game we're in double bonus. So whatever we can do to get free points from the line, I mean, we're trying to do that.
The state high school volleyball tournament going on in Green Bay. Middleton versus Hamilton tonight for the boys' state title. Girls' semifinals today with their state title game tomorrow night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. After signing a multi-picture deal with Lionsgate, Taylor Sheridan is turning out TV shows at an alarming rate, such as Tulsa King, Yellowstone, The Mayor of Kingstown, 1883, 1923, and Lioness. Lioness in particular just became the fourth biggest premiere on Paramount+. The show found its way into 3 million homes in the first 7 days of its release a couple weeks ago. The show stars Zoe Saldana, Nicole Kidman, Morgan Freeman, and Michael Kelly, and is supposedly based on the CIA's actual Lioness program. If you like high-powered weapons, weaponry, military jargon, and lots of gunfire, this is the show for you. Warner Brothers Discovery is reporting that its streaming or direct-to-consumer service is booming as its theatrical business declines. The studio says it's gained over 7 million subscribers in the third quarter alone for this year, according to Screen Daily. This is the biggest gain ever for subscribers that has been reported since the launch of Max in 2020. Everyone is chasing Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the mid to upper 50s this afternoon. Tonight will be partly cloudy with a low dropping into the mid 30s. Tomorrow we may see a little sunshine early, then clouds and showers with a high in the mid 50s. By Sunday, showers in the morning, ending in the afternoon with a high in the mid 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now it's 46.
Maggie Dawn.
Matt Rothschild guest hosts the Maggie Dawn Show, and he'll be joined by Terry Barr for what's good, local, and overlooked in Wisconsin.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a beautiful Friday morning. Mark Houston is here from Bell Sports Medicine. Lisa Hale is here from Northeastern Louisiana. I love all people from Louisiana. Hey, Lisa, I got to tell you something that I had one time. There was a guy who was an assistant coach for the Packers, and he brought me some food one time that was so delicious. Yeah. Red beans and rice.
Yes, with andouille sausage, it is the best.
So I have a story about that. That includes Lisa, and I won't take too much time, but she made some sometime.
Really?
When the Packers played
the Saints.
I got food poisoning off of it.
Oh.
Yeah, I puked for 2 days.
Oh, my God.
Remember that, Lisa?
I do remember that.
The rice was a little crunchy.
The rice was not.
Wow. But that was delicious.
I would have said
I'm not a good cook. I will tell you that. I try. I give it my all, but I'm not a good cook.
Todd, what was the term you used? It was crunchy.
The rice was crunchy.
Yeah,
the rice
was crunchy. That would have been a signal. I don't know that I would have finished it.
Todd may not have that. That appetizer again.
No. Wow.
Well, he'll never eat red beans and rice again.
Wow. But that,
or jambalaya, actually.
You're so proud of your food down there. And I met a guy on a business thing, a business trip in Green Bay. And anyway, he came into a Packer game. And I went on the field. And he brought his wife. I brought mine. And he sent us, I bet you it was $300 worth of food. Just all this. And it was awesome.
I love that food.
It was like... And I don't know that I could even make that, even if I really, really tried. It was just something so good about it.
The seasoning or whatever it is, I totally agree.
Everything, jambalaya, shrimp, and just all these different things that they ate down there. It was great.
Well,
what a thank you gift.
I've told this story before. We went over to Kiel, Mississippi during the Super Bowl. We're driving back to New Orleans, and we stopped at a little roadhouse, whatever you want to call it. And Todd, remember I told you, there's this a big hunk of some kind of bone in the soup or whatever. And that's literally like and it's a shrimp po' boy.
Yeah.
It was literally the best meal I've ever had in my life. This tiny little ramshackle of little bar restaurant was phenomenal. The flavor was incredible.
It is. It's great. And I like watching that guy on PBS. He's that Louisiana bigger guy. Does
Prudhomme?
We talked about
talking
about
Belt.
No. Whatever.
Mark.
No.
Justin something, aren't you?
No, you're not.
The old Cajun guy?
No. The new guy.
He's great. Old anyway, you watch that and it's like, that doesn't look that hard. Then you try to make it and it's not.
It just, there's a certain seasoning or something they have down there.
Kevin Belton.
Yeah, that's who it is.
Yep.
I've seen that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's great. Anyway.
So Lisa, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
What's going on in Oshkosh?
Oh, in Oshkosh, we've got lots happening. The Oshkosh Arena is up and running. the farmers market's moving indoors now. So lots of stuff happening in Oshkosh.
We had a gentleman on yesterday talking about that.
Yes, you did. You had Andy Linton and Maria Turner.
What a beautiful facility that is.
Well, and he's going to take that facility and really elevate it in terms of, you know, you're going to have the herd, obviously. But, boy, the other events he's bringing in. And to manage 40 other venues, he's got so many connections to bring in great concerts, you know, that 5,000 market concert. And there's a lot of people, as he put it, I thought that was kind of funny.
Going up or going down?
Yeah, you either catch them on their way up or you catch them on their way down at 5,000 seats. I thought that was pretty cool. So,
and he had a great accent.
Yeah, he's going to be great.
Yes, he does. He has a fantastic Kentucky accent. And, I mean, you can really hear the Southern in him.
Absolutely.
And he really said some great things about Oshkosh in that, you know, he moved here and his wife loved it. And, you know, a lot of people in the South love the South. You know, it's not the easiest thing to get him up here sometimes. And, man, he just fell in love with Oshkosh. So, yeah, you got a winner there with him and the arena. It's going to be great.
Yeah, I think so, too.
So what else is going on down there, young lady?
I don't know. Todd asked me if I could stick, and I stuck.
Tell us a little bit more about the show that's coming up.
Yeah.
Well, the new Wisco weekend is a great show this weekend. We're featuring veterans because Veterans Day is coming up Monday. And we've got stories on Tim Allen Swearingen, who you guys had on the show. We've got stories on Hoo-Ha. We've got stories on Quilts of Valor, the Ben Jackson Foundation. Kelsey Miles is going to sing a song for veterans. And it's just a really good show this all week. Every week we do this. It's a great show.
I think what you guys do is fantastic. I'm not lying about that. And Terry Barr and the whole gang you have there. It's
Terry's
really
our lead correspondent and helps me write it, and she is fantastic. I could not do this show without Terry.
I worked with her on TV 20 years ago, and she was awesome then. And what you guys are doing, I love, and Jim and I both talk about this, our favorite job would be to, like, kind of travel around the state and go to these different places. And you guys do that. And I think get free stuff.
No, I mean, we do try to bring all of Wisconsin into New Wisco. And but we do focus mainly on our 12 to 15 parishes.
Parishes.
Wow.
That's a Louisiana
thing. Is that a Louisiana thing? Wow. You mean counties?
Right. Or districts?
Yeah. Oh, wow. I can't believe I just said parishes. It's because we were doing all this Louisiana talk. That's what it is.
That's awesome.
But this show, I'm so proud of it. I'm so proud of all the people that work on it, from Amanda Nimmer and Conrad Krieger to Terry Barr to Peach Waba has a regular section in it. And then we've got Melissa Kay from Wisconsin Rapids who does stories. And this is just, it's a great show.
Well, if Jim and I, if we could do something for that show, let us know.
Oh, you do. You don't you do.
We take some of the stuff. I mean, Mark's been on the show before. We interviewed him for some stuff going back to school and all that kind of stuff. So,
awesome.
And some of the interviews you guys do make it into the show.
How can people hear it, Lisa? How can other people find it?
They can find it on civicmedia.us as a podcast or as a show there. You can also listen live on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS Saturday mornings at 8, Sunday mornings at 11, but it's also available on our Civic Media app as well after it runs.
And Spotify and all that stuff.
And Spotify, all the podcast places.
And it could be, you can listen to it almost in any parish in the state, right?
you just go to church and grab a pew.
Outstanding. Lisa, you're awesome.
See ya.
Can't wait to come down and be in your studio again.
Yeah. Oh, I'm looking forward to that.
Just wear some shoes.
Yeah.
No.
All right. Thank you, Lisa.
Have fun.
See ya. Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine. I read something. You know, injuries can be gruesome. And sometimes you read about an injury and you're like, Dak Prescott, Dallas Cowboys. When they said the tendon or the muscle was ripped away from his bone on his thigh or whatever, how painful does that sound?
Right.
Yep. An avulsion.
Oh!
Yeah.
I mean, ripped away from the bone.
Yeah. So that's why a lot of people heard that. That's why we had a lot of people this week say, can we talk about his hamstring injury? I'm like, okay, it's a hamstring injury. It's not the muscle that really
got pulled,
torn apart. It doesn't sound like it. Sounds like it's. So you have a muscle that's attached to the bone by a tendon. It's the tendon that pulled away from the bone.
And it was like, I was watching the game. He just threw a long pass.
Yeah.
Right?
And I think he just got an interview and said he is wondering if it was more when he came down.
Okay. When he landed.
When he landed and stuff like that. He doesn't think that it was.
It's not the crazy hit. Oh, no. My God. The guy got gored.
No. These things happen. We see a lot of these avulsion injuries also. Young kids is usually where we see them. There's always that weakness when they're growing in high school. Sure. And especially cold weather sprinters, and they come out of the blocks. We see on the front end a lot of avulsion. Not when I say a lot, you know.
When you say avulsion, what does that mean?
I don't know. It just, so the bone is attached, your muscle is attached by a tendon. So that tendon, usually it's young kids, there's a weakness there because it's the bone's not fully, it's not mature.
So is avulsion the separation?
Yeah, it's just a separation. So that bone kind of pulls away.
It just sounds so painful.
Correct. And so the difference with Dak is his bones have matured. You know, there wasn't a weakness. He technically pulled the bone. It got so, it didn't tear in the muscle. It tore by pulling some bone away.
God, does that sound painful?
So when I say it's a hamstring is always going to be bad enough.
Right.
This is like a bone injury or it's like a bone fracture. It's not a fracture, but you have to heal that bony area now.
How long will that take?
No, this isn't just a 2-3-4 week injury. This could be a long-term injury for him for the season.
Did I tell you that my growth plates, a doctor didn't think my growth plates completely closed and I should be a lot taller than I am? Did I ever tell you that?
These make you feel good.
I'm serious. Pat McKenzie told me this.
Everyone's growth plates will close. Yeah. Well, that's the big thing. I've always talked about this.
I should be 6'2".
Well, that's it. A lot of people will come in to see our docs and say,
I would have played in the NFL.
Yeah, I'm going to be a 6'4".
Yeah.
But we can tell by doing an x-ray, if you can look at your hands and go, ooh, or their legs and go, nope, you're closed. You're not, and you're 5'8", you're not going to be 6'4". So growth plates will tell you a lot of, how much more do you have to grow or not to grow?
Well, actually, my son does have scoliosis, yep. Okay? And we used to have to bring him about once a year up to, and they would do an x-ray.
Yep.
And the doctor would look at that in regards to if we don't have to worry about it anymore. You know what I mean? Yep. As far as, and poor Dom, I mean, not poor Dom, he's 6'5", but it's like, okay, well, this will probably be the last time. You know, you're 6 foot now. And the doctor would be like, nope, yep. Nope. Nope. But scoliosis is affected by that, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean,
that was a serious. Did you ever kids in your that no, have to wear but the big braces?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. In our school.
Yeah, in our school. Yeah.
And boy, that have they advanced that? Because they really walk around like they're in traction.
Absolutely.
That big little thing on the head and the back.
The scoliosis is, the braces.
Right.
Yeah. That's the extreme case. I don't think that they jump to a braces as much as quick. It all depends on how much deviation you have, but the braces, you're hopefully going to pull them back. We have a friend of our family. They had, their daughter had to go through a big surgery. I will say though, you know, she thought her career ended for an athletic. She was a big time softball player. She ended up playing down at Western Illinois, played 4 years when COVID came up, played at Whitewater, played in the playoffs last year. She had a very successful high school career. Did great.
And so that was surgery?
Yeah, she ended up needing to have surgery, which is a very big surgery. You don't,
oh, yeah. Just no, that's
you,
your back.
But I just mean, because you have scoliosis does not mean you're going to automatically have surgery. Yeah. So it's just one of those things. They keep on doing the checks, yearly checks, 6 months, and seeing how is it getting better or is it getting worse.
Wow. Can you imagine me at 6'4"? Seriously. Would I be the greatest athlete you've ever seen?
You'd be the greatest athlete.
Jim?
No, you'd finish
John,
with the height
and
weight
John,
chart,
you're not 6'4".
Johnny. That's why that would help.
God, just saying. Might still have a spurt.
You would be almost. You would be as obese.
Okay, Jim.
You know what I mean?
Whoa!
No, no, John, if you're taller, if you're 6'2", and same weight you are,
214.
No, you're not.
I'm 214, Jim.
Wow.
You owe me money on this.
I might.
Mark Houston back after this.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Edgar Sawyer gave his home to the city of Oshkosh for the benefit of the public. In 1924, the Oshkosh Public Museum first opened its doors. The museum has grown since the 20s, including the addition of the Steiger Wing in the 80s, with expanded gallery spaces and dedicated archives. Be sure to check out the newly remodeled second floor with contemporary Native American art and Tiffany stained glass windows. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 4:30. Plan your next visit this weekend at OshkoshMuseum.org.
General Douglas MacArthur once said, duty, honor, country. Those three hallowed words reverently dictate what you ought to be, what you can be, what you will be. This Veterans Day salute made possible by Olson Legal Group. Olson Legal Group is a local veteran-owned company with offices in Oshkosh and Berlin. Their expertise in real estate law and estate planning will ensure all of your bases are covered. Call Olson Legal Group today, 920-230-7020. That's 920-230-7020.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM Oshkosh Air Support.
In the words of actor Christopher Reeve, a hero is an ordinary individual who finds the strength to persevere and endure in spite of overwhelming obstacles. This Veterans Day, we give thanks to our members of the United States military, past and present, who've defended our freedom. This message brought to you by C.McP. Realty. Ready to sell your home? List with Chris McFetridge. It's that simple. Call C.McP. Realty at 920-642-0980. 920-642-0980.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Good song. 1971, Todd. Everyday People, 1971. Yes or no?
Sly.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
1971, yes or no, Todd? Todd, talk to me. Todd.
Took me a moment to look. You're off on this one.
Uh-huh.
I am. It may have been a hit in 1970, but actually released in 1969.
Oh, wow. Well, okay.
That's off for you.
That's off for me. That's off for me.
Really pretty good about
Todd,
that.
Todd still, though, picks the
best
music. Hey, Frank,
why are you wearing sunglasses on top of your head? Okay.
Because we needed them coming.
Frank Herbert's coming. His sunglasses
we
on.
Needed sunglasses. That sun came up, and holy cow, I was blinded.
What a beautiful morning out there.
If you're driving east, that sun
is
was.
Is it up. Weird? Is it that time of year? We need to get Brittany out about that. I was driving someplace the other night. It was about 4:30, and I couldn't see.
You know what? That sun is so low that it is so hard. You know, they got to design cities better. So you're not driving right into the sun. Because even with sunglasses,
I was driving pulling the visor down. Like this.
Yep. That's what it was. I was driving the highway going north, not a problem. And it was just at the horizon. I got off in Green Bay, started going east. Holy cow.
Blinding.
I was worried. I was worried about, hey, what's that? Is that light going to change?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what could be worse is you could, not see the light and drive through that or not see a stop sign. We have to design cities on an angle.
Okay, so Mark, we're going to give you an opportunity of a lifetime.
Oh, Mark.
Mark, we are. We are going to take over a business downtown Green Bay, right here, right next.
Who's we, John?
You and me. And Todd. And we want to give you the opportunity of a lifetime.
You know, my other investor, my son, would say, did you guys have a microwave that works?
Okay, you know what? Enough
then,
about
then
that.
Maybe we're
just because we got a cheap microwave here. Poor Charlie. Charlie, heat up this soup. And he's like, I'm trying. It won't heat
Charlie
up.
Will never remember. We'll never forget that.
Has got all
the
over
time
you.
Will never be right on the microwave, but we'll have a microwave. right.
Okay, can I say something that I'm going to just admit how stupid I am in certain things? I've lived in this apartment right upstairs here. Right upstairs. Right above us. Okay, for about a year and a half. For some reason, I can't figure out how to use my microwave now. Isn't that weird? Like, I hit some weird button on it, and now it won't work. And I don't know. I tried putting in some frozen vegetables, and I can't figure out my microwave.
It doesn't come on at all?
No.
Did you plug it in?
Todd, can you come up and show me how to use my microwave?
No, thanks.
We got a text here. I thought I had a rotator cuff tear, but luckily I didn't. I have tendonitis in my shoulder. I've been very impressed with the physical therapy at Bell and Sports Medicine. Got a text there.
Yeah, awesome. We appreciate the feedback, but it's Yeah, rotator cuffs. They it can be painful, but so can tendonitis be. And tendonitis can linger.
We had Ty Detmer on 3 weeks ago.
Is that that frozen shoulder?
Oh, frozen. That's, Matt, that's
I had
different.
That. Yeah. I had that. What is was it? Awful.
Frozen shoulder is what it sounds like. Frozen shoulder.
You can't move your arm to save your leg. You can't sleep.
It feels like you have a block.
What causes it?
That's the thing about really it. That don't really know.
No age. No. Well, age a little bit, but really no. It's not like you pull it or something. You just wake up and it's like, and you can't move
your
arm.
I've never heard of that.
And I went and saw McKenzie. And that is painful. And that lasts a long time, too.
Frozen shoulder can last from 1.5 months to
three months,
4 months.
I've never heard of this.
And frozen shoulder. Okay. And, you know, it's big with shoulders. It's not like a knee thing, not an ankle.
And it's men and women.
Yeah.
It's just a weird.
But you're trying to gain motion. And when I say gain motion, a few degrees every couple
days.
They
make you like walk your little fingers up the side of the wall, and you can only get like this high. And he's like, well, you have to go another inch is your goal for the week.
Yep. Never heard of it. You know what I had, though? I'm going to tell you something. Okay. True story. My shoulders have separated probably 200 times.
I don't know about that.
They popped out of joint probably 200 times. Well, in my life, it started my first day of football was a freshman year, and I went first practice and I go to tackle a guy. I was a defensive back or linebacker, whatever. And I go to and I had my arm extended and he hit it and it popped. Somebody had to grab my wrist and I pull it back in place. I went to surgery. They said, well, we could do the surgery, but there's no guarantee it's not going to happen again. My shoulder used to pop out of joint so easily. It was incredible.
Yeah. So if it's a separation, that's the bump usually at the tip of your clavicle.
Okay.
And that means when it sometimes you land on it and it separates, it goes up and down.
Into a class one time in college and I was talking to somebody in the hallway and I was like this, you know, and I reached over and turned and it popped out of joint, turning a doorknob.
And
no lie.
That's called probably a subluxation. So a subluxation is it's where it comes out and it falls back in.
That's exactly what it was.
A dislocation means when your shoulder goes out of joint, comes out of the ball and socket. And it falls out, and usually you do it the first time, it'll stay out. If it usually goes out, they don't just fall back in. But you get enough looseness around the joint, that's where they just kind of fall out, fall back in.
Oh, is that painful, though?
Yeah, and some people will figure out, hey, I got to move my shoulder in this motion, and they can get it back in.
But I knew kids that are, you know, teammates that had the surgery, and back in those days, you want to talk about scars, they would cut this thing from, like, here all the way through here, and it looked like somebody stitched up a... You know what I mean? Like it was like gross, the surgery. But some of them still popped out of joint, and then they would have to go to the emergency room to get it back in place.
Correct. Yeah. The goal is that your muscles and everything are working together where it's not about the large muscles always. It's your rotator cuff muscles, and it's a matter of kicking in that when it starts going out, it pulls back down, and it pulls it back down the socket.
So that is fairly common, huh?
You know, it can happen. It just, you know... A lot of times it can happen just from one injury. You fall, and then it's always loose. And sometimes it stays loose or it gets looser. There's more laxity, what we call looseness. And
once I stopped playing sports, I mean, I never had a problem since.
But like John just said, though, all of a sudden you reach one motion.
Yes.
You know, or you reach backwards, out. And all of a sudden it pops out. You know?
I had to get the professor. I'm not joking around about this, okay? I'm going into class, and it pops out, and I said, professor, could you come here? He's like, what's going on? He had to come out in the hallway. I said, just grab my wrist, and then I could ease it back in place.
Yep.
Have you seen that?
But some people will dislocate or sublux the first time, and it's the dislocation means you're out of joint. Some people have to go to the emergency room and be put under medication. And
to get it to relax.
They have to, and they have to pull that.
How those guys got out of those straitjackets, like those magicians, they would dislocate their shoulders and they would give them so much
Houdini,
more room.
Houdini used to do that. Yeah. Houdini had
you
it.
We done that, Johnny.
I know, but actually that's what he used to get on straitjackets.
Sitting here behind a radio mic.
All the opportunities, potentials that John could have been.
Oh, my gosh.
It could have been Minor, not Houdini.
Yeah.
Minor.
Is that something?
I could have been a contender.
The Magnificent Minor.
Wow, I didn't know that.
You said it wasn't my night. You're my older brother. You said it wasn't my night. I could have been somebody. I could have been a contender instead of a bum, which is what I am. On the waterfront, great movie. Great movie. I could have been an actor.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
After the election, the Wisconsin legislature doesn't look the same. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Friday. All 99 assembly seats were up for grabs, and half of the state's 33 Senate seats also were up for contention. How did Wisconsin agriculture's voice end up? We'll find out next.
Now's the time to get right with Pivot Bio Nitrogen. The right source, at the right rate, at the right time, in the right place. Sounds good, right? And now is the right time to act. With zero payments, zero interest, and zero worry. Until December 1st, 2025, on the best source of nitrogen. Get right with Pivot Bio. For more information, visit PivotsProvenIt.com. That's PivotsProvenIt.com.
State Representative Travis Tranel from Southwest Wisconsin is one of those that kept his assembly seat. He chaired the Assembly Agriculture Committee last year. He says his Republican caucus has a slimmer majority this go-round and that not all agriculture leadership will be back at the state capitol.
We did lose some strong rural Wisconsin advocates, and that is that's a tough pill to swallow. We actually lost the chair of the Ag Committee in the Senate, Joan Ballwig. I had the pleasure of serving with her for a number of sessions in the Assembly before she moved on to the Senate. And so we lost some good members, but like I said, we retained some great members, Tim. And then we got some new members, too. Duke Tucker in Western Wisconsin is going to be coming into the Assembly, has an ag background and understands agriculture.
State Representative Travis Tranel, he said while on the campaign trail, he heard from farm constituents that want to see even more funds invested in the ag road improvement projects. And he also said many people still concerned about large-scale renewable energy projects in their neighborhood.
As the weather changes, it can start to impact feed quality. Don't let your cows become the victims of the ration roller coaster. Adding Generator Elite to your herd's ration can introduce beneficial microbials that support gut health and help the herd navigate the highs and lows of feed quality, all while using less than an ounce per day per cow. Learn more about Generator Elite at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
And entries are already starting to come in for the U.S. Champion Cheese event, March 4th through the 6th in Green Bay. New this year are entry classes for sour cream, low-fat sour cream, and cultured dairy dips, kind of reflecting the industry's growth. They'll have a total of 117 distinct categories that will be judged. Again, the U.S. Champion Cheese event, March 4th through the 6th at the Resch Expo Center in Green Bay. I'm Pam Yonke.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the mid to upper 50s this afternoon. Tonight will be partly cloudy with a low dropping into the mid 30s. Tomorrow we may see a little sunshine early, then clouds and showers with a high in the mid 50s. By Sunday, showers in the morning, ending in the afternoon with a high in the mid 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
The Todd Alba Show.
Brady joining us live via phone.
I tell the guys before every game, and honestly try to do it before every practice, challenge is going to come. This team is not just going to show up and allow us to walk all over them and win. Really what matters is how are we going to respond to that? And if you can adapt and use it as a learning opportunity, it's going to set you up to go accomplish darn near anything you want to.
I think there are a lot of people that need to hear that message today.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
From the home of the largest fly-in in the world, we are Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS. From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor, here on a beautiful Friday morning. This segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Hey, get the look you want for your home with customizable windows and doors from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. The durability of materials gets tested. They open and close those babies thousands and thousands of times to ensure they last for years to come. Pella offers custom colors and innovative features like shades between the glass. Get started today. Check it out. PellaWI.com. Frank Hermans has these in his entire mansion in Brilliant.
Yep.
Frank Hermans has made so much money just being Frank Hermans. He has a home. It has 11 bedrooms and seven bathrooms?
No.
How many bathrooms?
We have two and a half.
Two and a half bathrooms. Same thing.
That's close.
Two and a half. Hello, Frank.
Frank, this bedroom is like, we talk about the great things that are going on in Oshkosh, Appleton. You are one of the great things going on in Green Bay. Yeah. This new show. Did you see this, Johnny?
I did not.
Man, this is our.
And I don't have my glasses, so 20, I still can't.
You still can't. Right. Hey, you want to borrow a pair?
Yeah.
There you go. This is my season for next year, and season tickets just went on sale for next year. So those are some of the titles.
Okay, Anchorman.
Year. Yeah, Anchorman.
That's going
to
be
I've been
be
wanting
hilarious.
To do an Anchorman show for so long. And in fact, I was talking to Lisa Malik.
Can I ask a quick question?
You're going to do Z-Man?
Can I ask you a quick question?
Go ahead. Yeah.
Are you expecting? Is your wife expecting?
Why?
Is that your wife? With the?
No, that's Sarah.
Oh, okay.
Sarah. That was Sarah.
Okay, I thought that was your wife.
Well,
okay. I was going to say congratulations.
Hey, thanks.
Okay.
Wow.
All right.
I got enough. I got eight kids already, John. Don't scare me.
All right. I just thought.
Wow.
All right. I'm backing up.
That's Sarah. Sarah.
Okie dokie.
She had her baby already.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to congratulate you, but that's fine.
Thank you. So, Anchorman, you know, seeing the news over the years, and everybody goes, you're going to do Tom Zelaski in that show? Well, you know, we might. I don't know. Johnny, you might be the sports guy.
Oh, I would love that. Oh, my gosh. I would give anything to be in one of your. How many years have I asked you to be in one of your shows? How many years?
Yeah. Yeah. And look how successful Frank's been.
Okay, then.
Whoa.
Wow. Okay, so some of your shows, Anchorman, Hello Green Bay, The King of Krakow.
The King of Krakow. It's a spoof on The King of Queens, but it happens out in Pulaski. UPS delivery guys.
Yeah. Found My Thrill on Scrays Hill.
Yeah, my mom and dad used to go up there back in the 60s. I think I was made there.
I never heard that story.
Scrays Hill, really?
Scrays Hill, though.
That's where you went parking back in the 50s.
What of You, and that's, yeah. That,
yeah, What of You, and there wasn't a lot of homes up there back then. There was a few, but there was great roads to go down. My mom said they'd go in a field and
overlook the city, the stars.
They'd make hay.
Your mom would talk about where she'd go parking with your dad.
I got it out of her.
That's icky. I'm sorry.
I'm 60. It doesn't bother me.
Wow, that is a little.
Then we got another one. Don't Squeeze the Charmin.
Yeah. Do you remember Mr. Whipple?
Of course.
Green Bay, Wisconsin made Charmin right here.
Okay, I talked about this. A good friend of mine.
But it's sponsored by P&G.
Do you get that?
That's awesome.
This show is P&G.
A good friend of mine.
It's rated. Okay,
rated
P&G.
A good friend of mine, Vietnam veteran. He's got kind of this little museum set up in his house.
Yeah.
From his stuff from Vietnam. And this is the honest to God truth. And for the helmet, and they got the little thing of toilet paper in the helmet band.
Yeah.
And it says, made in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Yeah. Are you kidding?
All the toilet paper that the soldiers got in Vietnam, it said right on that little thing. But it was the size of like one, like that Kleenex right there.
Sure.
It's like these poor guys.
Yeah.
They said, we used leaves, we did whatever. But anyway.
The Charmin's good.
Yeah.
But you remember Mr. Whipple. I mean, my gosh, he was an icon in the 70s and 80s. So.
And then a Frank's Christmas, of course.
Our 26th Christmas show. And of course, we're in rehearsal right now for our 25th Christmas show. And
Frankie, the Charmin thing, I just want to ask you what you think. Yeah. Mr. Whipple, did he get rich on that?
He was a paid actor.
Was he? Okay.
He was a union actor.
Okay.
But he was one of those guys, he was contracted, and he stayed on for like 20 years.
He was like, and that where's the
I beat? Met him.
Did you?
Because they had an open house. It's a true story. My aunt worked at Procter & Gamble, and they had an open house to bring his family.
Came,
and he was there.
That's awesome.
I shook Mr. Whipple's hand.
You get one gig like that, You get one gig like that, and you're set for life.
You can be. But I just, the guy that did You Got Mail, who just died today, yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, every time you went to your, you know, when the internet started, and You Got Mail, that guy, his voice. You know how much you got for that?
How much?
$200.
$200.
Serious? Yeah. Oh, wow.
That's where you got to make that. You know, who's the guy that, let's get ready to rumble?
Yeah.
Well, he.
Michael Buffer.
Michael took that line, and he copyrighted.
Right.
That's why he makes so much money. Exactly.
We got in trouble at my old, remember Johnny and Nick?
Back in the day.
And we used to use that in our intro.
Yeah.
Let's get Michael Buffer. Let's get rid of him. And we, they had people around the country listening, and they would give you.
Like it's a music song.
Oh, absolutely. I've had many cease and desist over the years. Oh, yeah. you can't say hee-haw in a show. Did you know that?
No.
You can't.
Well, when does it, I mean, come on. That's like just.
I know. I had to change the show to hoedown. Instead of hee-haw.
Wow.
I had to take it up.
Wow.
I've gotten 3 cease and desists over the last 25 years. That's not bad for how much I plagiarize. I'm pretty lucky.
We had a ton of events.
Look at that. You read that right there.
What?
The bottom one.
Dick Wilson, who played Mr. Whipple in Charmin commercials. Wow, $300,000 a year for his work. Now, that's worth it, right? That guy.
Back in the day? Wow.
But you know who?
'70s and '80s.
Over 500 commercials he did for Charmin.
The reason I know this, when I was at Arizona State, and we had a thing about this, it was the guy that
did
the, I can't think, it was which repairman, he was like the most lonely guy. Because
that's a good one. Maytag?
Maytag.
Oh my God, he was millionaire ever, yeah.
Millionaire.
Good for him.
Millionaire from that.
The Lennox guy.
Yeah. As much as we just talked about Mr. Whipple, you know, doing 500 commercials, 300,000, that's not a lot of money. I mean, Charmin probably
back then, though.
But for 2 days' work a year, probably.
To just tape it, and then it's on and on, yeah.
Well, you know who the first $1 million commercial actress was, actor? Was Flo. She had a guaranteed. She was the first commercial person to earn $1 million a year, and that was back.
Tell me that
Flo. Flo from Flo. Progressive.
Oh yeah,
she was the first contracted commercial person who was paid over 7 figures for her work because she was contracted.
Kind of worth it. I mean,
worth it.
The guy texts here. I just got my tickets for Frank's Christmas show, courtesy of Civic Media.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
So the season tickets, Frank, we can get those. Do we get the same seats or how does that work?
Here's the deal with season tickets. We sell about 1,500 of them a year. So it's kind of nice. And you get a low price. You get $5 off a ticket.
Okay.
And they're called flex tickets. So you can use those tickets whenever you want.
Nice.
Let's say I want to go see Anchorman twice. Well, I'm going to go see Anchorman. I'm going to skip King of Krakow. You know what I'm saying? So you can take that season ticket and really use it whenever you want to use that season ticket. Now, we like to sell them in pairs. You know, they're $170. $170 for 5 shows. That is a deal.
One Packer game,
Can
I just
five
say
shows.
What voice you just used?
What? What did I use?
Across from the airport.
Oh, I did. That's going back a long way. But I tell you what, it's 5 opportunities to see 5 different musicals, 5 great brand new shows, and they're hilarious.
Lamp.
And you know, I like to write about the history of Northeastern Wisconsin in these, so there's a lot of local humor involved with what's going on today. All at the Meyer Theater.
Nice, and that's still
90,
a beautiful
90 shows.
Theater.
Oh, we're so lucky. I still pinch myself.
Yep,
and I said, Matt, who's the general manager there, you know, can I get 10 more years there? He goes, you can stay here as long as you want.
Yeah. Love it.
So we got folks coming in.
That's what a gem.
I love backstage of that place. I introduced a couple of things at the time. But going backstage is like vaudeville days or something.
Vaudeville? Is that what you're trying to say?
I'm trying to say that.
Vaudeville.
But you know what I mean? It seems like
Vaudeville.
It seems like a New York City backstage Broadway kind of place because they haven't torn down the cool old stuff.
Correct.
And I love that. I think that is such a cool place.
It's a cool venue. And what's cool about the backstage, like for Christmas, companies come in and they'll buy a group of 100 tickets. Then they can have their pre-party in that place.
Wow, cool.
They could have dinner and then come to the show. So it's advantageous for us. In fact, next year, I'm doing a show. I'm bringing back a show, a special dinner show called Brent the Musical. It was a show I wrote about when Brett Favre left the Packers. But we talk about Brent, his name is, and he's fighting between 2 different softball teams that he's leaving. Anyway, the show is going to be in the backstage. So we're going to do a smaller type theater show in May. Right after the Packers.
Jim had one complaint the last time we came to a
show
there.
What's that?
Jim?
When it was.
Go ahead.
No, they only had one bar open.
I know.
And, you, we waited it out, but then I got you a double Johnny, right?
By that time, your business will be open.
Yeah.
That they can drive through and grab it here and go down a few blocks and come to Frank's shows.
Yeah. Frank, we offered this to Mark, and he's on the fence. We are
Todd and I passed.
You passed?
The drive through. If we get the drive through, I'm in.
Okay.
Drive through.
We want to take over the market and the coffee shop next door to us here.
Okay. Okay.
We want you as a business partner.
Okay.
Frank, what we're going to do is we're going to
money.
Money for
and
money.
Personality.
Oh, you just need money.
We're banking on the city.
I know a guy.
On the front page of the paper today, the city said they're building all these new apartments.
Correct.
Market rate. None of this, which is cool. So those people are going to need a place to go.
Yep.
And then people like their coffee, but, you know, Daily Buzz and that other place on the corner by what's it called? Glass.
The attic?
Glass
from Northland?
Yeah, glass. Yeah. Attic. Yeah.
Oh, my God. No, just don't even get me started on that.
No.
You can't believe what he...
This was our first story.
He goes, hey, let's go have lunch, and we'll talk about doing this radio show. I'm like, okay, I know Jim for a lot of years. I used to host his reelection things, yada, 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 yada. He was so mad because they didn't give him ketchup for his eggs. He went into the kitchen and they had to call the cops.
They didn't call the cops.
They threatened to call the cops. He went back in the kitchen complaining because he didn't have ketchup.
Oh, wow. That's
kind true story.
Did they have packets?
No. They have egg sandwich without ketchup?
You got to have ketchup.
Right? That's what I kind of thought. Yeah. Anyway, but Frank, this is what we're thinking.
And I'm saying, what am I getting into?
Those are good coffee shops. The Attic's great. The Daily Buzz. But ours is going to have a drive-through. There's not a good drive-through downtown.
There's not. I never thought of that. You're right.
Even the Hyatt has a coffee shop at Starbucks, which is good coffee. But and then the other thing is because we have the grocery store here, they can be like, well, throw in a pack of cigarettes. Of course, people don't smoke anymore, but throw in an egg salad sandwich or something.
There you go.
We'll have all that right there with ketchup.
Yeah.
And we can
and a bottle of wine.
And they just do the U-turn right here.
Oh,
right here.
We are letting you in on the ground floor.
You're letting me in. I'm stealing an Altoid there, by the way.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Any interest? Yeah. Yes or no?
Maybe. How's that? Can I see the business plan?
We don't have a business.
You just heard it. That's it.
They've got a concept of one. Yeah. That's what they've got.
Yeah, we've got a concept. Yeah. It's his concept.
We'll stay closer to your next year. You got construction costs.
It's like new healthcare.
I mean, do we?
Hey, Jim, you got permits? You know,
all
permits are so overrated.
We'll have the walk-in business with this new buildings that are coming up, these new 200, 300, 600 people.
Downtown.
Right.
Yeah. A lot of folks coming down.
And then we got
opportunities.
The draft. We'll make so much money during the draft. It's going to be unbelievable.
And we're right out here by the I Love Green Bay sign. Yeah. You know? Yeah. So, thinking about it.
And we're going to take the statues and put them in our lobby.
Okay. I tell you what. That's I'm in. What do you need? That's $600?
Yes.
We're good.
Yes. A day.
Is that for one share?
A day.
Yes.
How many shares?
Are you in?
I'm in.
All right. Mark's in.
Maybe we'll.
And Frank said the whole Bellin might
be over. I saw Mark raise his eyebrows right now. Does that mean something?
Mark, I don't know. What's the LAT stand for on your name tag?
That's licensed athletic trainer.
Oh, wow.
He's late.
Nice.
You are licensed in the state of Wisconsin.
You know what I'm disappointed?
What?
That you were not an athlete.
I was.
Nah, you weren't. You told me this.
Okay.
You're 6'4", 220 pounds.
But I played until my sophomore year. I played varsity basketball my sophomore year. Mm. But then we moved to Green Bay, and I had to get a job. Mom and dad got divorced. I worked at Fleet Farm. I had two pairs. I could talk the sad story about having no money growing up. I had to get a job. So
Fleet Farm was like you'd go to Fleet Farm on a Saturday morning back in the day. 90% of the cars were from the UP.
They were.
It was
like the Mall of
coming
America.
To the Mecca was coming to Green Bay to go to Fleet Farm.
When I worked up in Marinette, they were saying that right when you drive to Marinette to the left, it was supposed to be Fleet Farm buying up there.
Really?
Never happened.
Yeah. But that was like that was the only thing there was. Yeah. There wasn't a Home Depot or anything else or Menards. Nope. Really, I mean, Fleet Farm was the place.
That's why we moved back here. My mom was corporate Fleet Farm. Did you know that?
No.
She was the UPC coordinator. That's when the codes first came out of all the Fleet Farm stores. And she traveled all the
time. I got to be honest with you. Yeah. I had a crush on their spokesperson. Remember her?
Ooh, come on.
Yeah. Everybody did.
Yeah.
I can't think of her name. You know who I mean, though.
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
Did you?
The shop girl lady.
Yeah. Karen.
Oh, Karen.
Karen McDermott.
Oh.
Well, everybody. Yeah.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. Karen was smoking.
Actually, then their spokesperson became a guy working, John Natelli. He was our anchor man.
Oh, yeah.
At Channel. Remember him?
John?
Remember that, Todd?
Yes.
And then he became the spokesperson for Fleet. I always wanted a gig like that.
In a weird way, John got a little crush on Mr. Whipple, too. I don't know. I thought that was odd.
Just like, the way that he would squeeze the shirt.
Firm hands. Right.
He wanted to squeeze
firm
something
hands.
Else.
Hands.
All right. Whatever.
He will be in. Don't squeeze the Charmin.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. I've got a kid probably heading off to college in about a year and a half, and I'm doing everything I can to help her build her credit score. Now, one of the tips I was very excited to put into practice is adding my daughter as an authorized user on my most perfectly paid off credit card account. The idea here is that credit card companies report the payment histories of everyone with a card in their name, including the authorized users. That way, your kid benefits from your good credit habits and the length of your credit history and gets a boost to their credit score right out of the gate. Now, the rub is that not all card issuers report all this info, so it's essential to check with your card and make sure they report. And remember, this goes both ways. Good credit behavior boosts scores, but any slip-ups like missed payments or late payments, that hurts them. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. In the meantime, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Here 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WSS, and of course the Civic Media app. Mark Houston, Bedlin Sports Medicine in the house. We're going to be doing some high school football tonight. I will be in Kaikana, as will you. Kaikana against Westy Pier. And I'm going to say this, I've said it before, I'm not trying to blow smoke here. That young quarterback for Westy Pier throws a football better than any high school quarterback I personally have ever seen. And I covered kids that were in high school that played in the pros, Rodney Pete and a few others. This kid throws a football unlike any high school kid I've ever seen. Would you agree, Mark?
Yeah. No, he's got a great arm, got a great head.
Incredible.
That should be
that
a great
Bayport game we did?
Yeah.
Amazing. This kid is something special.
What year is he?
Junior.
Junior.
Did they get recruited then?
Oh, he will go big time.
I know, but I mean, is he being...
Well, I'm sure he is. I'm sure he, I don't
it's
know.
It's awesome.
I would think that he's
if Wisconsin doesn't do everything possible, I would take that kid right now over any quarterback Wisconsin has put on the field this year.
Yeah.
As far as throwing a football.
I think the last couple weeks he's been putting up 570, 510
incredible.
Yards a game.
Yards. Incredible.
That's
awesome.
Yeah. I drove by Kaikana High School the other day and it said on one of the fences, "Hey, don't worry, your boyfriend is available next Friday." I thought that was funny.
Wow.
Who did they beat?
Can I tell you my favorite? Chris Bryson, of course, is the head coach
at
Westy
Pier. Yeah.
And we've been friends.
Great quarterback.
Actually, I covered him in high school. I remember he put in a half court shot.
Sturgeon Bay? Where was
Sturgeon
he?
Sturgeon Bay.
Sturgeon Bay, yeah.
Okay, can I tell a quick funny story?
Sure.
Todd?
Absolutely.
So he's playing for the Arizona Cardinals. So here it is, a local guy. He's playing in the National Football League.
Yeah, yeah.
So we get together. We're going to be doing a golf tournament the next day or whatever. And we go up and he goes, "Hey, Mino, let's go out for dinner. I'll treat you to dinner. I'm back in my hometown. I'm an NFL quarterback." So we're sitting there having dinner, and the waiter comes up and goes, "I'm so sorry to bother you, gentlemen, but there's some young ladies would love a picture." And Chris goes, you know what? I'm with my good friend John. We're going to have dinner. If they want to wait around, that's fine. If not, that's fine. But I'm not. I'm here with my good friend. Okay? So we get done, and we go out, and these young ladies are still there, and they go, Mino! And they go to Chris. They go, would you mind taking a picture? That's my claim to fame.
I knew that was coming. I saw it. You put up that lob, and I knew it was coming. Oh, that is funny.
So, Franco, yeah. Jim Hare is a big fan of yours. Well, we're all big fans.
We're all big fans. This is such a great opportunity. The couple, Frank, this is what I like about this, your lineup, these season tickets. You're guaranteed to go. I mean, you can go to the show in case it sells out.
Yep.
It's a great gift for parents. You know,
that's a good point.
Or godparents or whatever. Because, you know, this people want experiences. There's enough candles and towels and all the other stuff. I just, you know what I mean?
And it's affordable. Linens. It's affordable. Linens. I mean,
well, linens are not enough.
You buy somebody a gift. You're spending $200-$300 on a gift card or whatever. Why not spend $170 and get season tickets?
Yeah.
And you know what the cool thing is? You can give them this little piece. Put a bow on
flyer.
Put a bow on it. Yeah. Put it on. Don't even pay me. Pay me next February. You know, I'll just got your commitment.
Okay, let me ask you something. You know, we talk about, you know, somebody who's a good athlete, and you know, is their son a good athlete or their daughter or whatever? You know, how did your sons become so talented with what they do? I mean, is that a chromosome thing where if you can sing, your kids can sing?
It's just like Greason with his kid. I mean, you grew up in that world.
Yeah, I did.
My guess is your house is pretty funny.
It is funny and it's loud. And there's instruments everywhere. So.
And I think people, we have musicians that come on here, frankly, and many times it's that environment they grew up in.
But you grew up with that.
Yeah, I did.
I mean,
I think that's...
Yeah.
Why are your sons actors and comedians? Well, it's one of those apple doesn't fall too far from the tree.
It's funny you say that because I never understood that all my kids could sing harmony so early. Like they can pick out sevenths and ninths and they can sing harmony with me. And I'm like, how can you do this? Because they listen to their mom.
Right.
I was a lead singer my whole life and really didn't get into harmony until I got older.
Yeah.
Jim, you know what harmony is. It's an ear training skill.
Yeah, totally.
And it's like learning a language. Once you got it, you can sing harmony to anything.
That's why that barbershop quartet, it's just four-part harmony. Those brothers grew up together. Yep. Since they were little kids, they sang, and that's why they were so good.
Okay, exactly. I'm saying this in all honesty, okay? People tell me all the time I've got a great voice. Strong voice, whatever.
Strong and great are two different things, John.
Yes, they are. Talk
to Frank.
If I grew up in like your household or Frank's household with my voice, could I have harmony and things?
You could hear it. You could.
But I can't hear it.
So Frank, we went from my segment of, I thought I was going to be 6 foot four.
Yeah, I remember.
Could
I sing
if I was 6 foot four, could sing harmony.
Right. Boy, you could have been
one heck of an athlete and a singer. Yeah.
I'd be Wayne Newton.
That's right.
Doug
But you know what I mean, though? Because I've got a strong voice, but I had no musical background the way you did growing up and the way you did growing up.
Yeah.
Could I have adapted that into a professional singer?
Playing an instrument too helps because if you play like a trombone or you play a bass instrument or you're playing the harmony to the lead piano or the guitar. Or that's how you learn it.
If you come home and your sister's playing the piano, you know, you just hear that. It's like, okay, I get it.
It's in the chord.
Yes. John?
Dennis has a name for the band, by the way.
What?
Hi, Dennis.
So, John, if you were to put together like an R&B band from like, say, like the 90s or whatever, the name of it would be Growth Plates and Harmony.
I love it. I love it. Dennis, did you hear about that moment? Growth Plates. I should be 6'3.
Yes.
Yeah.
How is that possible, bro?
I think it's because my mom smoked when she was pregnant. Okay. I'm serious.
One minute, guys.
Okay, thank God.
Franco, give yourself a pitch.
Season tickets are on sale right now. Our 2025 season is out. You can go to ticketsareonline.com and see all of the great shows. You're going to go to my website, letmebefranks.com. See what's going on. $170 season tickets. What a great gift idea.
All these shows. Now. And look, we all try to be good couples, good husbands, good wives, date night, buy this. It's more of a commitment.
It's a commitment. You make the commitment.
You're right. Yep. We're getting together.
Yep. Exactly. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
You know what?
What?
I didn't realize until like not that long ago that your hair was gray because you for about 5 years was totally black, wasn't it?
I was. I used to paint my hair.
Is that what it was?
Like, well, hair club for men, whatever they call it.
All right. Franco, thanks for being here, buddy.
Wow.
When we come back, Randy Wright, former Green Bay Packer quarterback, will be joining us. We got Dennis from the Glam Band. Stay with us.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will be recombobulating yet again with Dan Schaefer. Lots of stuff to process yet. I hope you will join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. Wisconsin Decides 2024, and this is the only place you received election results from across the state live.
And you're responding to our coverage.
I just want to thank you for being there for us.
Wisconsin is not people that are sore losers.
So no matter what happens, there will be a tomorrow, and that's what I'm looking forward to.
Here for you after the election or any time.
Real news and great conversation on 98.3 WISS and the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.